Yes, here we are. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy everything. Anyway, Sean Hannity Show, Man on the Street Thursday, Flipper's here today, and we're giving Flipper a little bit of a hard time because she just got her hair done and her nails done. And what else? Anything? What do you want to? And you got a massage too? Wait a minute, get in here. We can't hear you. If you're just over there screaming in my ear, no one else in the radio world can hear you. Go ahead, put the mic on.
Tell the people what you were saying to me, making me feel horrible about myself.
I said it looked.
He came in there with a laser pen. And he pointed out everything wrong.
I don't have a laser pen, by the way. She's lying.
You know, a fake laser pen.
I don't have a fake laser pen.
But he just pointed out everything that was wrong with me. He looked at my nails. He said, it's a little too much. He looked at my hair. He's like, it's a few strands missing. Let's call your hairdresser. And then he's like, you're going to
go out. Well, you said she was a nice lady and she was
She's a fan of you. But and then you made fun of my boots, and then you made fun of...
No, I didn't make fun. I said the boots look very nice. The only problem is that you say you're this big animal rights activist. You urged everybody not to eat turkey, and the fact is that you are wearing leather boots. You are wearing the skin of a dead cow.
Back to the hair. And then he was like pointing out the hair thing again, and he said, I have a bald spot, which is not... It's not bald.
No, it's not bald. I'm bald in terms of she missed putting any highlights in that spot, so it looks a little... Off.
So, I mean, I walked out of the studio with my head down to the floor.
You said to me, what do you think of my hair? And I said, do you want an honest answer? And I said, here it is.
And you pointed out everything else that was wrong
with me.
And
what did I say? Overall, I said it looks very nice and it looks much better than it did last
week. That's how you started it out. And then you said, but this is wrong with you.
No, I think you look fine. I think it looks fine.
Okay, on the air you say this.
I said it off the air that it looks fine.
You said everything else is wrong with me.
You look fine. Why are you so insecure that you care what people think anyway? Who cares what other people think?
Can call up now and give me some help.
Do I look fat? Yes. Look at my stomach.
No, you do not look fat.
I do.
I would never point out the negative parts of you.
But the fact is, my stomach is bigger than the last time you've seen me.
But when are you due, anyway? I hope it's a boy.
Oh, you're
I'm just
killing
kidding.
Me.
I'm getting back.
Oh, you're killing me.
You don't look fat.
No, I do. Why can't you be honest? I'm honest.
You're wearing a black shirt, so I can't see. And I don't want to.
You're not going to. Believe me.
You don't look fat, but I would never point that out to you.
Look, all right, here.
Oh, Santa's here today, everybody.
I did not pick up my shirt. I tightened it, and I said, look, it's a little chubby.
I mean, you
a little
about
chubby.
6 months pregnant.
I'm about to be 45 years old, and when you get to be, except if you're Bruce Anderson, the greatest newsman in the world, just forever stays thin and fit and in perfect shape.
Well, I mean, honestly, you don't look fat, but if you feel sorry, you know, start walking more if you feel insecure. But don't point out negative things to other people.
Don't ask me if you don't want. Now this is like my wife coming in before we go to a party. What do you think? How do you like it?
Oh, and if my husband doesn't say great, he's dead. He better not say I look fat.
So you don't love the truth. You don't want to hear the truth.
I can't handle the truth.
You can't.
No, I can, but
what if he said, you know what? That's nice, but that's probably a little too revealing, honey.
You said that before. I said great, perfect.
And then he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
No, but he has said that before.
Yes.
Don't you think that's a little bit too... I think every guy's had that conversation with his wife. Do you think you can show the world just a little bit more, honey?
Yeah, pull your pants up and, you know... Yeah. He said stuff like that, you know, your pants are too low and shirt's too tight. And
no, well, everybody wears these jeans now and short shirts. I mean, you can't help but see women's underwear everywhere you go. They want you to see their underwear because they have these little...
Thongs.
These little jeans that hang down like to their below their hips, and then they always wear a short shirt. We're belly button obsessed.
Is that too liberal for you? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but I'm only saying I don't want to go sitting at a hockey game or a baseball game and it's distracting.
Oh yeah, right. You'd rather look at the hockey rink.
Greg, you have this lady in front of you. It's, you know, she's showing you her thong, saying to the world, look at me, look at my fat rear end.
Raising her arms with her beautiful body, and Sean's like, I want to see the rink. Get down. Yeah, right. I believe that.
No, but the only point is, for example, I don't want my daughter to dress like that.
I don't want mine to either.
Why does everybody feel obsessed that they got to show every body part? Why does Britney Spears 4 days in a row have to show the world her private parts? No, I didn't want to see her private parts.
Well, you know, most people did.
I don't think so.
I bet you most people did. My husband was staring at that paper. He's like, I can't see anything. I got to go to the website.
You know, Vic is a guy's guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He really is.
He loves Britney now.
He does.
Oh, he's back into her now. drop the K-Fed, drop the panties.
I guess that's the whole thing, that this is now what you got to do to be famous. Could you imagine, you know, Hannity, whatever. Could you just, make me famous. I'd be really huge. All I got to do is sit at a hockey game with my pants, you know, half off. Let somebody snap a picture, throw it up on the website.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's a different kind of famous. Yeah. All right.
But you're telling me you'd rather watch the hockey rink?
Let me tell you something. It would be the single most frightening sight that anyone would do.
Couldn't you let us take a picture of your tummy and put it on your website and see what people think of it?
No, I will absolutely positively.
We can name it. Come on, I'm just joking. It's not that fast.
You see, you know what the difference is I can take it, you dish it out, you can't handle it.
I can handle it.
No, you can't. You ask me, what do you think of my hair? And I say, do you want an honest answer? You say, yeah, I really want what you honestly think. I said, it looks overall, it's much nicer than it was last week.
And then what happened?
Because half your hair you grew out and half of it was dark, and then all of a sudden it turned blonde and the other half because you hadn't had it colored in a while, and I said it was time to do it.
There's blonde highlights, and you came up and you're like, I want to call your hairdresser. She needs to do the roots. You have a bald spot on the back. Your nails are too much. This and this and this.
That's not all true, by
the way. Yes, it is. So now I have a very low self-esteem.
We haven't had Flipper on the program in a long time, and we pick up right where we left off.
And now we're fighting again. Ugh. So mad at you. Leave me alone.
Now, by the way, did you eat? By the way, I saw the picture Vic sent me. Your husband sent me of you eating turkey on Thanksgiving.
I didn't eat it.
Did he not send me a picture of you eating with turkey in front of you?
Yes, he played a trick on me. He put turkey on my plate and
took a picture and sent it to me.
I know, what a unloyal husband.
Disloyal. And what did the kids do eat for Thanksgiving? Turkey.
They
ate a dead bird.
I don't advocate that, but Victor gave him turkey. You know, I try to take it away from them.
Do you justify you're against killing a turkey to eat, but you've got leather boots that are nearly up to your knees on right now?
Well, how do I justify it? I hate when you talk about this. Because it's what I told you.
A cow had to die for you to have those boots.
Well,
don't you feel a little bad for that poor cow?
I do.
But then why are you wearing them?
Because I figured the cow is already dead for the meat. And they just take the skin off when he's already dead.
No, they actually take it off when he's... You don't know that? No, for it to be really soft, they take it off when he's alive. They skin it alive.
Get out of here.
That's true.
Well, if they do that, then that's disgusting.
You know what? I'd take off those boots right now and go home barefoot.
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
No, I'm serious. I tell you what we'll do. We'll take the boots off now. We'll take a picture of the boots, put them on the website, and we'll give the money to PETA.
Okay. You can give the money to PETA.
And you have to walk home barefoot.
I can't walk on barefoot.
You have to take either. That's the deal. Take them off right now and leave them here, or that's it.
There's hypodermic needles all over this place, the city.
All right, we got to get it. You're going to do Man on the Street Thursday. You don't even know what.
Good at history, and I hate politics. I'm not good at history.
And why do you work in talk radio?
Because it's radio.
How does John Gambling put up with this every day?
He ignores me and tells me to be quiet.